Shopping story, in the supermarket.
購物故事，在超市。
Learn basic terms and phrases you need to shop in the supermarket. Join Anna as she buys ingredients for a simple dinner.
學習在超市購物所需的基本術語和短語。和安娜一起，她正在購買簡單晚餐的食材。
One day, Anna went to the supermarket.
一天，安娜去了超市。
She needed to buy some food.
她需要買一些食物。
Anna needed to buy eggs.
安娜需要買雞蛋。
She went to the egg section.
她去了雞蛋區。
To find the best eggs, she checked a few boxes.
為了找最好的雞蛋，她檢查了幾個盒子。
Next, Anna needed some milk.
然後，安娜需要一些牛奶。
She chose a bottle of milk.
她選擇了一瓶奶。
Anna needed more fruits.
Anna 需要更多的水果。
She selected apples and bananas.
她選擇了蘋果和香蕉。
Anna likes vegetables.
Anna 很喜歡蔬菜。
She buys tomatoes and cucumbers.
她買了西紅柿和黃瓜。
Anna saw the bread section.
安娜看到了麵包區域。
She bought a loaf of bread.
她買了一條麵包。
Finally, she went to check out.
最後，她去結帳。
Anna paid for the items.
安娜為物品付款。
She felt happy about her shopping.
她對她的購物感到開心。
Greeting story, a new friend.
問候故事，一個新朋友。
Learn how to introduce yourself and others as Tom and Maria meet new people at a party.
了解如何自我介紹和介紹他人，同時湯姆和瑪麗亞在派對上結識新朋友。
On Saturday evening, Tom and Maria went to a party.
在周六晚上，湯姆和瑪麗亞去了一個派對。
There are many people at the party.
派對上有很多人。
Tom met a girl named Sophie.
湯姆見到了一個叫蘇菲的女孩。
He asked her where she is from.
他問她來自哪裡。
Sophie said she is from France.
蘇菲說她來自法國。
She asked Tom what his job is.
她問湯姆的工作是什麼。
Tom said he is a doctor.
湯姆說他是一名醫生。
She said she is a teacher.
她說她是老師。
Meanwhile, Maria met a man named Robert.
與此同時，瑪麗亞遇見了一位名叫羅伯特的男士。
They talked about their hobbies.
他們討論他們的愛好。
Maria likes to paint.
瑪麗亞喜歡畫畫。
Robert likes to play tennis.
羅伯特喜歡打網球。
They exchanged phone numbers.
他們交換了電話號碼。
The night ended happily.
夜晚愉快地結束了。
Tom and Maria were happy.
湯姆和瑪麗亞很開心。
They made some new friends.
他們交了一些新朋友。
Family story, a weekend at the grandparents.
家庭故事，在爺爺奶奶家度過的週末。
Join Lisa and her brother as they spend the weekend at their grandparents. They talk about their family history and activities they do together.
跟隨麗莎和她的兄弟，他們在爺爺奶奶家度過週末。他们谈论他们的家庭历史和他们一起参加的活动。
Animal adventure, at the zoo.
动物探险，在动物园。
A day at the zoo, where Max learns about different pets and exotic animals.
一天在动物园，马克思认识了不同的宠物和奇异的动物。
Leisure story, the art of the hobby.
闲暇故事，爱好的艺术。
Dive into the world of pastimes and hobbies.Lara, a passionate artist, shares her love for painting and how she lets her creativity flow.
沉浸在消遣和爱好的世界里，奶奶，一个热爱艺术的人，分享了她对绘画的热情以及她如何让自己的创造力自由发挥。
Living adventure, the perfect home.
居住冒险，完美的家。
Lucia discovered a new city apartment and discussed the nuances and challenges of arranging smaller spaces while guiding through her stylish and functional living ideas.
Lucia 发现了一间新城市公寓，并谈论了布置较小房间的特点和挑战，同时展示了她的时尚和实用的家居创意。
The apartment is located in a vibrant neighborhood, surrounded by upscale cafes and art galleries.
这个公寓位于一个充满活力的街区，四周都是高档咖啡馆和艺术画廊。
Lucia's excitement about the new environment is palpable.
Lucia 对这个新环境的兴奋之情溢于言表。
Her first consideration is how to maintain comfort and functionality in limited space.
她首先考虑的是如何在有限的空间中保持舒适和功能。
She opted for a method known as less is more.
她选择了名为少即是多的方法。
By minimizing clutter, she transformed each room into a multi-purpose area.
通过去繁就简，她把每个房间转变为一个多功能的区域。
She favored an open layout that made it feel more spacious.
她对开放式排布情有独钟，使得感觉更加宽敞。
Modern furniture played a crucial role.
现代家具起到了重要作用。
Lucia employed modular sofas and foldable tables to quickly reconfigure the room as needed.
Lucia 使用模块化沙发和可折叠桌子，以便在需要时迅速重新配置房间。
Multifunctional furniture provided an array of creative possibilities in limited space.
多用途家具为有限空间中的创造性提供了无数的可能性。
Wall shelves and drawer-style storage units became her saviors.
墙面架子和抽屉式储物柜成了她的救星。
These added vertical space, making the floor area look tidier.
这些增加了垂直空间，让平面看起来更加整洁。
Lucia also utilized mirrors to enhance light and the sense of space.
Lucia 还利用了镜子来增强光线和空间感。
By placing mirrors at strategic positions, she created visual depth.
通过将镜子放在战略位置，她创造了视觉上的深度。
She wisely chose soft lighting to enhance comfort.
她明智地选择了柔和的灯光以提升舒适度。
Layered lighting added warmth while maintaining flexibility.
层次照明在保持灵活性的同时增添了温暖。
Lucia's capture of her living space showcased the final product, with which she was fully satisfied.
Lucia 的摄生活展示最终成品，她很满意自己已达到的平衡。